Hey, everybody. I hope you had a good time yesterday building out. Like I said, I don't want to call them vision boards, but they kind of are vision boards. But I hope you had fun building out your vision for your life and remembering accept people for who they are. Okay. If your kid wants to be a doctor, cool. If they also want to be an artist, cool. All right. But today we are going to talk about one of my favorite things. And we are going to talk about how to take what we did yesterday, which is making those vision pieces into something tangible and breaking them down so that we can actually do them. And I'm going to say, we're going to call today momentum versus motivation. Okay, motivation, like I told you before, motivation is nonsense. Motivation is nonsense. 90% of most people, when we're doing some type of a goal, we don't actually feel motivated to do it. I can tell you at the height of my bodybuilding competition prep, there were days where I would rather just sleep in, but momentum is what carried me through. Now, I don't know, have any of you guys ever run a race? Maybe like a 5K, a 10K, any type of race. One of the things, this does not work for me at the lower one, so I will share that when I started running a half marathon, like preparing for a half marathon, one of the things that I learned was that if I stopped too soon, that it actually hurt more to stop than it did to keep going. That's insane. I hurt already. How is stopping? You'd be like, oh, stopping should be sheer relief. It literally wasn't. At some point, you hurt, but moving forward is less painful than standing still. And that actually applies to our goals. Moving forward at some point when you have momentum hurts is less painful and less icky than feet working when you feel motivated, because again, motivation is fleeting. And for those of us that have no serotonin is the hormone that keeps you, we technically have them, but we know that they're in discombobulation, dysregulation, I should say, for people who have ADHD or maybe autism. We do not create or get the serotonin uptake when we do specific activities. Okay. So, for instance, if you're like, I just really want to clean house, because maybe clean house, clean mind, all the things, and doing the activity for someone with ADHD does not give them a dopamine high, and they do not get any serotonin for doing it. So we'll talk a little bit about piggybacking. I actually use this phrase a lot. There's several ways to piggyback. I use it for my nutrition coaching as well, because there's ways to piggyback activities and food creation onto other activities. But really, piggybacking, we'll talk about that in a second. All right, so let's just talk about this. So all of your vision goals yesterday, we need to come up with action steps for each of them. Now, if you are a fitness person and you're already exercising and you want to do a bodybuilding competition, okay, then you're going to continue doing the steps and moving forward with that because you're probably already exercising. But if you're someone who's like, I don't really exercise, kind of want to exercise, it's kind of boring, this is a lot harder to make the change of being like, I just want to exercise consistently. So you guys are going to laugh, but some of these action points are going to be really, really simple. You just put them on your calendar. You put you on your calendar so no one can take your time. So, like, for instance, if you want to exercise every day, even if it's for 10 minutes, but you guys know it's not just 10 minutes. It's 10 minutes of active exercise, 15 minutes of getting ready, 15 minutes of getting cleaned up. So you're still looking at a half, like you're still looking at 40 minutes, right? Unless you're like me and you've exercised for an hour and then you're just going to be stinky for the rest of the day. Because sometimes that happens, okay? It is what it is. You have to create action steps for your goals. So you have to put it on the calendar. You have to say, I need to exercise this number of times a week, this number of times a week, and then you carve out the time on your calendar. That way, when you're like, I need to make a doctor's appointment, and they're like, I have 2 o'clock on Tuesday, and during your exercise time today, well, unless you have an ear infection and you're not working out, unless you have strep or COVID or whatever it is, and you're not working out today because you're sick, you're going to take the well check at 2 o'clock when you have free because you're not giving up your time. Your exercise time is your exercise time. It'd be the same thing if you had a doctor's appointment at a specific time and someone said, hey, let's go get coffee. You'd be like, I have a doctor's appointment. I can't go. And, or you could be like me and double book yourself, but then you'd have to ditch out of the coffee, right? Because the doctor's appointment takes precedence. Guess what? So does your exercise. All right. So the same thing, you want to be an author and that's on your list. Well, great. Are you writing? If you've written, have you done any of the steps that it takes to become an author? Or are you just thinking about it? Because if we're just thinking about it, it's not going to happen. Then we can get to the, you can pick this for finances, relationships. You're going to put stuff on the calendar. Listen, guys, this is not, does not need to be super hard, but I will tell you this. Do not bite off more than you can chew. Most of us pick lofty, lofty, lofty goals with the end activity in mind. So if you're, say for instance, we're just going to use this as an example because it's kind of a good one. You want to get on stage and be a bodybuilder. Awesome. But you're not currently working out. So what's the first goal? The first goal is not to get all the muscles because that's not where you need to start. First goal is just to have a consistent routine, whether you like it or not. All right, so you sign up for a 30-day challenge, you sign up for an 8-week challenge, you start doing the activities that drive you to your goal. Then you have to understand that you are going to reassess in a year or every quarter. I do quarterly because that makes me happy. Am I doing the things to get to my goal? Has something come along and tried to take that from me? And if it has, I reassess. Okay, so maybe this is quiet time. You want your quiet time. You need some Bible time every day. Awesome. You can have that Bible time every day. Okay. It wasn't working at 5 o'clock in the morning because you kept falling asleep. So now you do it at lunchtime and your kids watch you. Now you do it at lunchtime at work and it's your break. So you just read your Bible. That's fine. You can do that. Got one of these magic phone thingies. You can read your Bible on there. Doesn't need to be this flamboyant big production. Just do the small activity. So think about the activity itself that you need to do daily or weekly or quarterly that gets you to your goal. Because some goals and some activities you don't need to do all the time. Maybe you want to go out on like a big date with your spouse. Can you afford to do that every night of the week? Can you afford to do that once a week or once a month? Or maybe your idea of a big date is like massive and you're going to be overnight. Well, you can't do that all the time if you have kids and a job and a house and all the things. So you're going to say, maybe I do that quarterly. Listen, these goals can move the needle towards what you need to do, but you can do them spaced out. I will say if you're working on your relationship with your spouse, you want to do something like a big overnight goal. Make sure you're dating yourself, maybe not dating yourself, but dating your spouse in the interim. Small things, okay? Notes in the lunch, having a picnic, sitting outside, you two just having your own conversation time, all right? Sometimes our unhappiness from within bleeds onto our spouse. Sometimes our spouse is the one that is making us mad, okay? I will digress there. So listen, so momentum versus motivation. How do you get momentum? Well, momentum is simply showing up and doing the activity when you say you are going to do it, not giving yourself a pass. I mean, I will give you a bye. Like if you show up and you've got a fever, you do not need to go to the gym. Stay home. Let the fever be your exercise. Tell yourself that. That's an important thing. You're not missing a workout. Your body is working to heal itself. That's a workout, right? You have a really rough day and you have writer's block because you want to be a writer. Okay, well, did you show up anyway to do your writer's group? Did you show up in that space and tell yourself that space is still for the writing? It doesn't matter that you have writer's block. You're still using that space because writer's block, you could just be like, oh, well, whenever it shows back up, I'll write again. No, no, no. Sometimes we write a letter. Sometimes we write a blog post. Sometimes we just literally write gibberish. It doesn't matter. Did you show up? So momentum is about showing up. And when you've done a small thing, you're able to actually take that small thing and do something slightly bigger next, and then slightly bigger. There's a great book. I cannot remember which one it is. I think it's The Slight Edge. And they have a really great image in there of dominoes. If you have the world's biggest domino, and that's your big goal, and your little old you trying to knock it over with no habits and no background, that big domino is not going to tip over. But if you build a really solid set of systems, telling yourself you're going to show up when you're going to show up, it's going to have bigger and bigger and bigger dominoes, so that big domino is the thing that knocks over the giant domino at the end. So if you guys want a really good book, I do highly recommend The Slight Edge. It is a little bit repetitive. Some of us need to hear things multiple ways. If you're like, I got the message and you read a quarter of the book, put it down. You will not miss anything. It is that repetitive. I just thought it was a really beautifully written book, and it gives really some really good information about momentum, doing these little things that charge you into the next level. And we're going to use a little bit of a food analogy, because I like food and we talk about nutrition in my page, and I am a nutrition coach. So you guys know, like, instant potatoes. Can you make mashed potatoes from instant potatoes? Yes. Yes, you can. Do you know that they're imitation potatoes? Yes. Yes, you do. So if you do it the slow way, even if it takes more time, you're going to get a better quality product, regardless of what your goal is at the end, than if you try to imitate your way to the top. However, I'm going to throw a big caveat in here. If you have to imitate somebody else in the beginning, or imitate another behavior in the beginning in order to set the pattern, then you do that until you can find your authentic voice in that activity to find your success. There is something about imitating someone else's behavior that gets you to the end. And if you started out cooking with imitation potatoes, you're cooking. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. And if you can read and you determine that you want to peel a potato and make these fancy mashed potatoes later from scratch, wonderful. You'll get there. Some of us will not choose to go that route. That's okay. You can stick with your imitation potatoes and you just do this and this makes you happy. Some of us are going to go and bigger and bigger and bigger, and that's how we want to move. That's fine. Neither one is wrong. Remember, this is what you get to pick. So I just want you to know, but momentum is literally doing the activities that lead to the bigger activities. And it is easier to show up for smaller amounts of time daily than it is to do big leaps for certain activities. Again, if you want to write, write. If you want to exercise, exercise. You want to cook good meals, doesn't mean you need to be in the kitchen 600 hours a day. You can cook once a week. That's okay. Now you're eating healthy meals. And there's some great cookbooks out there if you want to cook once and eat all week. And by eat all week, it's usually like 5 days. I want to make that very clear. It's just like an infant sleeping through the night. We talk about sleeping through the night and everyone thinks they're going to sleep for like 14 hours. Nonsense. Sleeping through the night is 3 hours. Okay. So the way to do some of these is to create systems. And I'm going to give you my two favorite systems, and I think you should implement them in your life. My favorite system, and so this is taught to me, I cannot take credit for this. It's been one of the best things I've ever done, though, is to have a morning routine and an evening routine. And I like routines for a reason. If on Saturday morning you get to sleep in, you initiate your routine when you wake up. So maybe that's at 8 o'clock. Maybe that's at 9 o'clock. Maybe you get to sleep until noon. You initiate that routine when you wake up. Schedules mean you have to work on a timetable, and I don't work on a timetable, but I can do a routine that's initiated when I wake up. I get up at 5 every day. It's not tooting my own horn, guys. It's just how my life works right now. And there's a reason and a need for it. Okay. And I didn't pick it. It picked me. It also picked me because I bought a farm. So like I said, there's a reason and a need. Okay. So I get up at 5, right? My morning routine kicks off when I get up. I have a series of activities that I do, and that includes writing, eating my breakfast, getting my husband out the door, doing my Bible time, a couple text messages. That's what I do. Okay. My exercise is not included in my morning routine because I do that at another time because it is a piece of the day that's already carved out. So my morning routine doesn't include it, but your morning routine might include it. It's okay. Your routine can look different than mine. You just need to kick off that routine when you get up. The flip side of that is you need a consistent bedtime. I know. I think I heard every one of you groan at me and scream, no, 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 no. Yes, 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 yes. A consistent bedtime. A consistent bedtime will actually do so many things for you. A consistent bedtime is actually going to tell you about your health. If you go to bed every night at 10 a.m., at 10 a.m., I dream, at 10 p.m., and all of a sudden you find yourself not being able to sleep through the night, there's no question that you've had a health change. If you go to bed at 10 at night and you wake up every single morning after 8 hours of sleep and you are exhausted, either you have too little sleep or too much sleep for you, or you have a health concern. If you have something like a thyroid condition or another autoimmune disease and you go to bed at a consistent time and you get up at a consistent time, your body will actually tell you when you're having a flare before you know you're having a flare, because you will know the signs, pardon me, of sluggishness and irritation that show up only when you have consistency. And can you have a date night on Friday and go to bed at midnight? Yes, you can. As a rule of thumb, I suggest picking a time and sticking with it. And I am very consistent about it. And I can tell you guys, I can go to my doctor and I'm like, my thyroid is not working correctly, or my hormones are off. Something is wrong. Because I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and I'm like, something is wrong. Let's test that. Sure enough, stuff is wrong. And he's like, I don't know how you know. And I'm like, I go to bed consistently and I get up consistently. It makes a world of difference in telling you about your health. Not to mention, I will not go down this because this is not the lecture. This is not the conversation point that I want, but it actually impacts your weight loss. Just so you know, some of you are trying to gain weight, awesome. Some of you are trying to lose weight, awesome. Regardless of what it is, sleep impacts both of those. If you do not have the appropriate sleep within the appropriate number of hours post going, the sun going down and your melatonin coming up, you will not find yourself losing weight because you get a cortisol and inflammatory response, stress response. So AM routine, consistent bedtime with a PM routine. And again, I take no credit for this. This is something I was taught. This evening routine sets your AM routine up for success. If you are that person, and this used to be me for years, I immediately rolled out of bed into my exercise clothes and I went to the gym. If I did not have my clothes ready, I spent 20 minutes looking for my clothes, looking for my socks, looking for my keys. And then I got a half workout because I spent so much time doing all the things. For you, it might be reading your Bible immediately or setting up your Bible to do Bible time in the morning. Okay. For the evening routine. For some of you, you might need to check your calendar every night because when's the last time you opened that thing? Open that calendar up, look at it before you go to bed. You can plan for tomorrow. No more 6 a.m. mommy, where's the cookies? No more 6 a.m. husband going, I forgot, you know, my glow belt. For those of you that are military, for those of you that are not, that's literally our worst thing in the morning. They have PT or physical training at some random point, and there's always a guarantee that most of us have been woken up at 4 o'clock in the morning hunting for this glow belt that they have to wear, that they never wear at any other point except for these exercises. And they happen so infrequently, we always lose the silly thing. But if you do it before you go to bed, you didn't have to get up early and help them find it. Okay, so an AM routine and a PM routine. And the PM routine is nothing more than setting up your AM routine for success. All right, that is the system that will set up all of the things for success. So that's system one. System two is this: to-do lists. I love them. I hate them. I lose them. They may or may not work. For some of us, they do not work at all because the list is never ending. But you have to have a list. So what do you do with the list? The most successful thing to do with the list is to make your list and put it on your calendar. You're not doing it all today. Most of us don't even remember things that we need to do, all the things today. What we need to do, we remember we need to clean the closet, buy a plant, unbox these boxes that are sitting over here. Literally, that's me pointing at my boxes going, I need to unbox the stuff that's in them and buy the plants for them so I can put them around the house. I can't do that today. That's foolishness. So it's going to be put on my calendar, and it is because I did it. It's on my calendar for tomorrow after we go to violin lessons, because violin lessons are near the Lowe's where I buy the plants. You're going to piggyback activities into activities so that you couple stuff together to make activities happen, but you're putting it on the calendar. If you need to caulk a bathtub, okay, what's it take? Scraping the caulk, like scrubbing the tub, getting the bleach to clean out and everything, getting the caulk to re-caulk the tub. And then it's going to be 24 hours once you do the caulk to before you can even use the shower again. Like, that's a lot, right? So you have some activities you need to do leading up to all of that. And then you have the actual activity itself and the waiting for the curing time. Those all need to go onto the calendar. You need to buy the caulk, the scraping tool, and all the stuff. And it needs to be done before you try to caulk the tub. Because if I show up going, it's time to caulk the tub, where's the silicone? But I never bought it. I don't actually have any success. So systems are reliant upon us looking at the things we're putting on the calendar and making sure we have the tools we need for success. And that comes from looking at our calendar on Sunday night for the week, looking at our calendar every night and a setup for the Monday morning, for the next morning. And just, it's literally actually just using the thing, but this is actually, we're tagging this activity onto the back of another activity so we don't forget to do it. So guys, for many of you, just so you know, like this PM routine, for me, because I have ADHD and like, I will start reading a book, drinking a cup of tea, talking to my husband, and the next thing I know, I'm in bed and I've fallen asleep. I actually start my PM routine when I do dinner, and I do dinner and clean up triggers me to do like four activities that set my day up for success. So my PM routine is not as I go to bed. My PM routine is attached to my dinner time. And guys, just so you know, you can use, if you've got a phone, or you have like an Alexa or a Google Home or whatever those, they actually have routines built into them that you can get them to basically set you up for. So like every day at 4:30, you could start your dinner routine. Doesn't matter when it is. I put that in air quotes because it, whatever routine you want to do, you just tell it when you want to start the routine and it will give you warning signs, warning signals. So you're not just like reading a book, taking phone calls and doing all the stuff. It will actually trigger on its own. Basically like using a alarm system, except it's a much nicer alarm system. All right. So I say we break down resistance by ditching the list, because when we see the to-do list, it's overwhelming and it's exhausting and we do not like doing the list. So I will say, you know, list kind of gets you there, but it does not necessarily make you successful. And I have actually a few more things, and I'm actually going to save them for tomorrow. I didn't intend to do a fourth day, but I think it's necessary. All right. Until then, bye, you guys. Oh, I should probably tell you guys, write down your steps. If you haven't written down your steps, that's your homework. Write down your steps for your goals and put them on the calendar. Put them on the calendar. Be reasonable. Start small. Okay. That's